the analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Welcome back. Today we're looking at Ecuador, where things are really heating up politically. There's a major vote coming on November 16th, 2025.
That's right. It's a unified vote combining several pretty fundamental questions for the country.
Okay, so let's dive right in. We know President Daniel Noboa pushed for this. The CNE, Ecuador's Electoral Council, has given it the green light after the Constitutional Court reviewed the proposals. So what's our mission here? We want to break down what's actually facing voters, because it sounds like more than just a simple policy tweak.
Oh, much more. We're talking about potentially rewriting the Constitution, changing defense policy, and overhauling how political parties get their money, all at once.
Right. So, three big pillars. Where do we start?
Well, the centerpiece really is the popular consultation on whether to install a constituent assembly. This was a major campaign promise from Noboa.
Okay, a constituent assembly. So, drafting a whole new constitution.
Exactly. The question is basically, do you agree we should elect representatives specifically to write a new constitution? But, and this is crucial, there's a safeguard built in. Any constitution they draft doesn't just automatically become law.
Ah, okay. How does that work then?
It has to be approved afterwards by the people in a completely separate second referendum.
Interesting. So it's a two-step process. You vote yes to start the process, elect the writers, they write it, and then everyone votes again on the final document.
Precisely. It adds a layer of, let's say, popular validation. It prevents the assembly from having the final unilateral say.
Which makes sense. It slows things down, maybe forces more consensus. You can see why that might be put in place.
Absolutely. It means any deep structural change needs not just one, but two rounds of public approval. It speaks to the level of legitimacy required.
Okay, so that's the big constitutional question. But you said there were other things bundled in, happening on the same day, November 16th.
Yes, exactly. Alongside that huge structural question, there are two specific policy referendums folded into the same vote. These would amend the current constitution if approved.
Got it. What's the first one?
The first deals with national security, specifically military bases. The proposal is to get rid of the current constitutional ban on establishing foreign military bases in Ecuador, or, you know, letting foreign forces use Ecuadorian military facilities.
Wow. Okay, that's a significant shift. That prohibition has been a pretty strong principle for a long time, linked to sovereignty.
It has. But context is key here. Ecuador is facing a really severe internal security crisis, crime, drug trafficking.
Right. So the argument would be, presumably, that allowing foreign partners, maybe the U.S., could help fight that.
That's likely the rationale being presented, yes. It forces a choice between that historical principle of sovereignty and the immediate need for potentially enhanced security cooperation.
A tough calculation for voters. Okay, what's the second policy referendum?
This one is about political funding. It asks whether the state should stop being constitutionally obligated to give money from the general budget to political organizations.
Ah, so ending public financing for political parties.
Essentially, yes. Removing that mandatory state allocation.
Okay, and the arguments there, proponents would say.
Proponents might argue it cuts down on misuse of public funds, maybe reduces corruption, makes parties leaner or more reliant on genuine supporters.
But the flip side.
Flip side is that, well, it could make it much harder for smaller or newer parties to compete. It might advantage established parties or those with access to wealthy private donors. Could shift the power balance.
So, yeah, big implications for the political landscape itself. Military policy, political funding, and the potential for a whole new constitution. That's a lot for one ballot.
It really is, and the CNE knows it. They budgeted, I think, around $59 million for organizing this whole thing.
And they're inviting observers, international ones too.
Yes, national and international missions are being invited to supervise. Transparency is obviously going to be pretty crucial given the stakes.
Makes sense. There was also a mention of something localized happening, too. Borbón.
Ah, yes. A parallel but separate local consultation about the cantonization of Borbón. Important locally, but distinct from these three national questions.
Okay, good clarification. So let's try to wrap this up. What's the big picture takeaway for November 16th?
It's a critical decision point. Ecuadorians are being asked to weigh in on fundamental aspects of their state. Its foundational document, its defense posture, and how its politics are funded. It's Noboa really putting his agenda to the test.
A major challenge to the existing framework.
Definitely. And thinking about that constituent assembly again, That two-step approval process is fascinating.
Yes.
Well, it raises a really interesting question for you to think about. Given that the new constitution needs that second referendum to actually take effect, what does this built-in delay, this requirement for sustained popular support, tell us about the real prospects for deep structural reform? And what if the process starts, but the final product gets rejected?
That's a good question to ponder. What happens if the momentum stalls? Okay, that's all the time we have for this deep dive. We really hope you found this breakdown valuable. If you did, please consider subscribing and maybe share it with others who might find it interesting.
Yeah, we appreciate your support very much.
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.